Good afternoon. From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Eagle Crest Ski Area opened for the winter Wednesday after getting some much-needed snow the night before. The Ptarmigan Chair was the only lift running on Wednesday, but by Thursday, the Hooter Chair was open too. Eagle Crest manager Dave Scanlon says they hope to have the Porcupine Chair running by the weekend.
We're just as happy as can be that we've got the season underway and looking forward to no interruptions and a good season ahead of us.
Scanlon says the parking lot on Wednesday was nearly full and a steady flow of users came to the mountain throughout the day. The season opener was delayed for weeks by heavy rain and warm temperatures. Despite cooler temperatures allowing for more snowmaking, Scanlon says the snowpack on the mountain is still very low. He encourages users to practice caution when hitting the slopes.
We really want to always remind people this time of year to keep eyes out for unmarked hazards, little rocks, little trees poking through the snow.
Eagle Crest is set to remain open daily through the holidays, except Christmas and New Year's Day. Christmas in Alaska is unique, but even more so in smaller communities. And as KOTZ's Desiree Hagen reports, in the remote village of Ambler, a community of around 300 people well above the Arctic Circle, many Christmas activities involve everyone.
It was a festive and cheery Friday at the Ambler School earlier this month. It's rumored Santa is coming, and an all-day celebration is planned, with Christmas crafts, games, and a pizza party. The school isn't just celebrating Santa's arrival, but also the announcement that Ambler had the highest attendance in the Northwest Arctic School District. The hallways smell like baked goods as students hand out homemade brownies, and everyone is looking their best because it just happens to be the school's picture day. Nellie Cleveland is a teacher at the school, but is better known to students by her Inupiaq name, Nigrarook. She leads the students to an Inupiaq version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. In Ambler, Santa arrives by snowgo instead of sleigh. This Santa, however, is in the Marine Corps Reserve and is with the Toys for Tots program. He's in town to hand out gifts to each of the school's 70 or so students. After visiting Ambler, he plans to travel east about 30 miles by snow machine up the frozen Kobuk River to the communities of Shugnak and Kobuk to distribute more gifts. Once Santa leaves, the school cafeteria is full of wrapping paper and chaos as students show off new Lego sets, dolls, and small electronic toys. Seventh grader Rochelle Cleveland says she's pleased with her gift.
So what did you get there?
I get a blanket.
Can you describe it?
It's soft. It's brown, tan, pink.
And are you really happy with it?
Yeah, I'm glad I never get a Barbie doll.
These aren't the only gifts the students will receive at school. Students and staff participate in a Secret Santa program. Ambler also has a community-wide Secret Santa called the Pick Name program. Clara Cleveland says it's one of her favorite Christmas traditions.
It's not Christmas unless you have a pick name.
Mary Ramuth organizes the Pick Name program. She says that the program has been going on for at least two decades.
People make homemade gifts, and those are always cherished. People make parkies, mucklucks, fur hats, and fur mittens. You know, those are always the favorites to look forward to.
Ramus says a lot of the Christmas activities in Ambler are centered around the church. The majority of the town's residents are practicing Quakers, who are also known as Friends.
I think in most all villages, everyone gather together at the church and have a Christmas program. Families do gather at home before the big actual Christmas gathering at the church, and we do hold a Christmas feast.
Ramuth says feasts are potluck style, with residents bringing in both traditional Inupiaq and American foods. Ham, turkey, and macaroni salad side by side with stinkfish kok, fermented and frozen whitefish with berries, and caribou soup. The Christmas program could also feature a variety of events. Some folks recite scripture and religious stories. Others dress up and act out more humorous skits. Ramuth says those skits are some of the highlights for the town. The village also pitches in on presents for Ambler's children and elders with bags filled with candy, fruits, and juices. One Ambler resident said this year there were so many presents, it was impossible to see the bottom of the Christmas tree. In Ambler, I'm Desiree Hagen. The sounds that came from the Anchorage Performing Arts Center this weekend were bright and brassy, yet very, very low. The concert was in the lobby, packed with people all the way up to the staircases and onto the mezzanine. And KNBA's Rhonda McBride had a front row seat.
There is something about a room full of tubas that just puts a smile on your face. In case you're counting, 52 tubas turned out for Tuba Christmas 2023, an annual event at Anchorage for almost three decades. For most of those years, Neil Haglund has been the conductor. This year, the tuba orchestra was made up of tubas of many shapes and sizes that included sousaphones, baritones, and double-belled euphoniums. But the differences don't stop there.
There's all sorts of different keys. The basic one is a B-flat tuba. Then they have a double B-flat tuba. They have C tubas. They have E-flat tubas. So it just depends on what they want to bring that day.
So why is it that Stan Summers has never missed a tuba Christmas since they first began in Anchorage in 1996?
Probably the oddity of it. You think of seeing orchestras and that together. You don't think of, oh, tubas getting together and playing. They were always the oompa, 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 pa.
Tubas sit in the back of the band playing bass lines. But Andy Sorensen was front and center with his sousaphone fully dressed for the occasion, outfitted with a Santa hat, beard, and a bright red nose to show that he has what it takes.
Hot air.
Sorensen has been a fixture at Tuba Christmas for 15 years and says the best part is to sit down with all the other tuba players.
There's that big fat sound of all these other people around you all with a big deep bass sound.
Just ask Elias Papakostas.
They sound my favorite sound.
A sound for both little kids and big kids. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
As for the weather here in Juneau, the forecast for tonight is more of that rain and snow mix we've been getting. The rest of the weekend looks the same, but it turns into hard rain with temperatures in the mid to high 30s on Saturday. 1 to 3 inches of rain could come mostly Saturday night. Yesterday was the winter solstice. We're getting 6 hours and 23 minutes of daylight these days, and about 2 seconds more than yesterday. You're listening to KTOO.